the Aupagne Dolmen. As its name indicates, this is a collective tomb dating from the Neolithic period. Built around 3000 BC, it was doubtless used by several generations. The remains of about a dozen people of both sexes were found here. But the likelihood of the Neolithics themselves removing the skeletons of their ancestors so more bodies could be buried at the site cannot be ruled out. The stones used to build this dolmen came from a hill to the east of Werris. I don't need to tell you, transporting them here must have been quite a feat. Certainly, Bernadette Mailleux, a historian at the Museum of Werris, is more than impressed. These blocks weigh 7 to 8 tons. The Neolithics had to bring them here using the means they had available to them. Experimental archaeology shows that they could have rolled them on logs and pulled them using nettle or lime tree ropes. It's amazing. We're looking at a hierarchical society. They knew how to work, and working together must have been important because we're not talking about 5 or 10 people to pull blocks like these, but many more. Evidently, this sense of organization was just as essential to erect a series of menhirs near the dolmen. These stones are found in the countryside and chosen for their tall shape. Archaeologists think they were used to show the boundaries of a place of worship. What is certain is that the site of these dolmens wasn't chosen by chance. That holds for the dolmen of Aupagne and also for that of Werris, about 1 kilometer from here. Bernadette Mailleux explains. Under the Werris dolmen, there's a junction between a geological fault and a watercourse. This junction creates negative telluric waves, i.e. bad for all living things. It seemed the dolmen was put here to offset these negative waves. I tested it with the pendulum. It spun one way inside the dolmen and another on its capstone outside. You won't be surprised to learn that numerous groups came to the dolmen to restore their energies. What's more, Juan Camargo Uaman, a Peruvian anthropologist, physicist and shaman, chose the dolmen as the setting for an interview he gave to Belgian television in the year 2000. A rather surprising TV moment, as André Funk from Werris recalls. He said he was going to invoke protective spirits. A few seconds later, a fierce wind got up and flattened all the crops. It lasted several minutes, then everything went back to normal. I've always had a scientific mind and I'm a doubter, but I saw something strange there. Yes, indeed. All very disturbing, isn't it? Well, you haven't reached the end of Werris's mysteries yet. To convince you, let's go to the Aina Stone, our next stop. Thank you for continuing your visit, and see you soon.